I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, May 19. Coming up, Caribbean countries urged to take advantage of low oil prices, legislation on child labor to be tabled in Parliament, and Finance Minister says public-private partnerships critical to achieving economic growth. The details after the break.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
Now the news. Countries in the region are being urged to take advantage of the relatively low oil prices and implement meaningful reforms in the energy sector to increase the resilience of their economies to oil price shocks. This advice from Finance Minister Audley Shaw as he addressed the official opening of the Caribbean Development Bank CDB's 46th annual Board of Governors meeting in Montego Bay, St. James, Wednesday. Mr. Shaw says the time has come for Caribbean countries to intensify their look at alternative energy sources.
And we can do so by diversifying across the hydrocarbon spectrum, reducing the mix of hydrocarbons compared to renewables, and reducing the energy intensity of both production and consumption through greater energy efficiency and conservation.
The finance minister is further calling on Caribbean nations to put their energies into building and sustaining the partnerships necessary to make the CDB a powerful regional force. The CDB is a multilateral financial institution dedicated to assisting countries within the region to achieve sustainable long-term economic growth and development. In the meantime, Minister of Finance Audley Shaw is emphasizing the importance of partnerships between the public and private sectors in achieving economic growth for Caribbean economies. Such collaboration, he says, is particularly critical in undertaking structural and sectoral reforms in a challenging fiscal environment. The minister notes that the fiscal consolidation needed to resolve the debt problems of Caribbean countries requires that domestic and regional private sectors are increasingly empowered to drive robust growth.
In Jamaica, I have spoken passionately about the need for partnerships for productivity, partnerships for economic growth, and ultimately, partnerships for prosperity. We have to marshal our stakeholders around their respective roles and contributions towards a common objective, and we have to pledge our collective commitment.
He says Jamaica looks forward to working with the CDB and Caribbean countries to forge the partnerships necessary for growth, poverty alleviation, and development. New legislation is expected to be tabled in Parliament this year concerning labor permissible for children. Director of the Child Labor Unit in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Marva Pringle-Zimenez, says the pending Occupational Safety and Health Act will include stipulations regarding the kinds of jobs persons under 18 can and should not be engaged in.
The Ministry of Labor and Social Security is expecting to have the Occupational Safety and Health passed pretty soon. When it is enacted, what we will see are the regulations of that particular piece of legislation containing a list of occupations for which children are not supposed to be engaged.
The OSH bill is being reviewed by the Chief Parliamentary Counsel. Mrs. Pringle-Zimenez notes that children should not be engaged in jobs such as windscreen wiping, which makes them vulnerable to traffic hazards and the inhalation of vehicle emissions. Fishing and welding are also jobs listed on the prohibited list for children. The director adds that children will be allowed to work in some family businesses and offices for a total of 4 hours on weekdays and 4 to 6 hours on weekends and holidays. And the latest statistics from the Road Safety Unit are showing an increase in the number of road traffic deaths over the same period last year. The unit is reporting that up to Monday, May 16, 146 people were killed in road crashes, 8 more than the number of deaths recorded over the same period last year. There has also been an increase in the number of children killed in road crashes. 11 deaths were recorded, 2 more than the corresponding period last year. However, 25 pedestrians have been killed on the nation's roads, 11 less than last year. There has also been a decrease in the number of motorcyclists killed since the start of the year compared to last year. In the meantime, Transport Minister Mike Henry is appealing to road users to adopt safe habits in order to reduce accidents and fatalities. Last year, the country recorded a total of 379 deaths as a result of road traffic crashes. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.